Now Mishnah Base tells us that Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says that instead of doing it like this, rather there's a different solution which is better, and that is Nosam lachaveiroi vachaveiroi lachaveiroi. He should give the tefillin to his friend, and then his friend should give it to somebody else. They should create a line of people, and that way he won't need to travel with the tefillin at all. He should just pass it to somebody else, who will then pass it to somebody else, who would then maybe pass it back to him. They would continue walking along, but as long as one person is holding the tefillin, he wouldn't actually walk with them at all. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's better that he do that, because if you have one person carrying it less than 4 amos at a time, it's very easy for him to mistakenly travel a bit more than 4 amos at a time. Or he might forget for a moment, so it's better that you use lots of people there, where he won't actually move at all, he'll just pass it on to the next person in the line. However, according to the Tanakhama of the previous Mishnah, he says that it's better that one person be involved in this, and not lots of people, because this is generally forbidden midrabbanon. So we don't want lots of people to be doing this, so it's better that only one person do it, and that is the reason for his opinion. So they should do this until they reach the outer courtyard of the city, the nearest place which they can place the tefillin, such that they will be guarded, that is where they should stop doing this. Once it's safe, then the regular midrabbanon violation of carrying tefillin applies, or of carrying things for less than 4 amos, or from giving something to one's friend, that comes back, and therefore you have to leave the tefillin where you can. Continues Rabbi Shimon, v'chein b'noi. The same applies to somebody's newborn baby son, or daughter, if he has a newborn baby, and let's say he doesn't have it in the field, so in order to get that baby to the city, he should give it to his friend, the friend should give it to somebody else. They should create a line of people carrying the baby, but not actually moving with the baby. Just passing it on to the next person in the line. Afilu meya, even if it takes 100 different people, or you have to pass the baby 100 times. Even though in this case you're definitely going to have a crying baby being passed from one person to the other. Nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon still holds in this case that this is a better method as opposed to one person carrying the baby and stopping every other step, because he might come to carry it by mistake for more than 4 amos at a time, as we explained. Alright, continues the Mishnah with an even more lenient opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, even ideally, it's totally permitted to use this method of Rabbi Shimon. One is allowed to give a barrel of wine to his friend to then pass on to his friend. Even if it ends up being outside of its original tuchum, meaning it ends up being more than 2,000 amos away from where it began, and the Gemara explains we're discussing an item which is hefker. It's ownerless, or at least it was ownerless when Shabbos came in. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, an ownerless item does not have a tuchum at all. And because of that, as long as you use different people, you could pass it on and on and on and on, even past 2,000 amos away from where it began. However, Omru Loi the Chachom said to him, Loi Talich Zo Yosem Ragli Be'Olecha, this item is not allowed to go further than the distance which its owners would be able to go. Meaning we look at it as if it had an owner, and that its Mokim HaShavisa is where it began when Shabbos came in, and so it cannot be taken further than 2,000 amos away from there, even if it's done by different people handing it to another person.